It's the Dubai Property Podcast for news, interviews and market trends.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Dubai Property Podcast, talking real estate as we do right around the UAE. And you should know by now we're on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well as Amazon or wherever you are getting your podcast from. Well, the weekend, it's rocked up once again. It is a Saturday morning, the sixth day for April. And coming up, we have our Saturday morning property market update with our panel just waiting in the wings. And Selwyn in Dublin, we have not forgotten about you and your question. You wanted to hear about the top five questions that expats ask Mario relating to concerns around buying property in the UAE. So we've got that coming up for you. And also, good morning to Connor in London, a regular listener. You said that you found the cost of living difference in Ajman versus Dubai the other day, as pointed out by Mario, very interesting. And as a result, you've been looking on the property portals for price differences. Hey, let us know what happens. And also another listener, Lincoln in Denmark, who is another Brit living there, letting us know that you are locked in and listening to pretty much every episode. So nice to have you with us, Lincoln. And just a reminder, if you would like to email us, you can do that. The email address is dubaipropertypodcast@gmail.com.
It's the Saturday morning property market update. Join us for a deep dive into the world of real estate on the Dubai Property Podcast.
Yes, Michael Doyle, Lillian LeCampion, and also the regular Mario Volpe are here, all professional real estate agents working in the Dubai property market. And first off, let's come to you, Michael, because you've got some news about Emaar, the developer with their latest launch in the Oasis Master Community. Now, that was announced this week. So what can you tell us about that?
That's right, Craig. You know, every once in a while you see a project launching that really excites you as a broker. This is the one for me, Craig, as far as 2024 goes anyway. The community is called Mirage, and as you mentioned, it's part of the Oasis Master Community by Emaar. You spoke about the Oasis Master Community launch last year, Craig, if you remember. It was announced with Shah Rukh Khan, the Bollywood superstar. He was the presenter. Like, Mirage in a nutshell, Craig, is an ultra-luxury development consisting of 204 standalone villas, 104 of which were launched this week, 5 and 6 bed mansions with plots of up to over 15,000 square foot. The community itself has Dubai's longest park at 1.5 kilometers long and a fresh flowing water stream running throughout. So every single villa is water facing and there are three distinct layouts available: classic, contemporary and chamfered. Prices are starting around 15.8 million for a 5 bed and 20.5 million for a 6 bed, Craig. So this project is something special and I'm really excited about this one.
So just sort of talk us through, like, it's been announced. Can people get their hands on that in terms of buying any of the product?
Yeah, so they launched 104 units this week. So they're up for grabs as of Tuesday. So yeah, you know, if you get in there, essentially we would expect these to sell out considering there's only 204 units. So there's 104 available as it stands and another 100 will be launched within the coming weeks.
Okay, got it. All right, well, let's come to you, Mario, because we know that Selwyn has been waiting to have your top five questions from expats asking you about any of their property concerns. So let's fire that into action.
Yes, Craig, thank you. So I thought a lot about this, and I did touch upon this last time we spoke. But the first question, I think, is the cost of buying property in Dubai. Now, so on average, a buyer should have approximately 7 to 7.5% of the purchase price at his or her disposal to cover for all the fees, the administrative costs, agents' fees, transfer fees, and of course, if there's a mortgage, any mortgage charges as well. Now, this is obviously in addition to the purchase price. And one thing that we mustn't forget as well is to inquire about the service charges, as these can run into the tens of thousands of dirhams over the year.
Oh, yeah. And I guess one of the questions has got to be, oh, I wonder if now is a good time to buy property.
Yeah, this is a very favorite question of mine. And the answer I always give as my default answer is always yes. But seriously, obviously, it depends if you're buying as an investment to rent it out or to live in. Look, if the purchase is for living purposes, then again, the answer's got to be yes, because you're buying it for totally different reasons than for investments. But obviously, if it is driven by investment, it's obviously better to buy when the market perhaps is softening. But although if the property can actually be rented for a good price, and of course you can afford it, I would say go ahead and buy now.
And I reckon Selwyn probably won't be asking this question, but it will come up, and that is, can non-residents or foreign nationals buy property in Dubai?
Yeah, and that's a good question as well. Non-residents or foreign nationals can indeed buy properties in Dubai, but only in designated areas. These were started around 2002, the areas in question. They're known as freehold areas, and the listeners would recognize them as locations such as Dubai Marina, Downtown, Business Bay, Palm Jumeirah, JVC, JVT, JLT, Emirates Living. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. There's too many, you know, sort of to mention here. There are also some areas called non-freehold. Now, these can only be bought by Emirati nationals or nationals from one of the GCC countries, such as Saudi, Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, those kind of areas.
All right. So those are the first three from Mario. We'll go to Lillian and then we'll come back and grab the other two questions that Mario gets asked all the time. But right now, Lillian, let's talk about last week, because we talked about the potential risks of investing in off-plan properties and how the government is regulating to protect investors. But on the flip side today, what happens if the individual who is investing decides to suddenly stop paying their installments?
All off-plan sales actually have this option of what's called a post-handover payment plan. So if you see this acronym PHPP, that's what that actually stands for. So what this means is that you have the option to pay the price of the property that you're buying in installments. And this is usually over, say, 2 to 4 years. This might be, say, 5% of the price every 3 months. So, for example, if you bought a 2 million dirham apartment, so the big question is, what happens if you don't pay? And this can be for various reasons. And look, it varies from developer to developer, and it, of course, depends on what's in your specific contract. But generally, the developer will first send you a 30-day notice where you have this time to actually make that payment. If you still don't, they take you to the Dubai Land Department, and then the DLD will issue a document in favour of the developer. And then from this stage, the developer is actually allowed to proceed with legal action. So they can either terminate the contract and keep the money you've already paid, or they can actually resell the off-plan property through a forced sale action, and then they keep the profits. They might cancel the contract completely and then give you back your money. Or if the property is actually handed over already, they could either seize it or actually rent it out. So look, I think the best case is to try and not get yourself into this situation. If you are in an event where you think you can't pay future installments, you can always do an off-plan resale, which we've talked about in other episodes.
Yeah, okay. So that's really interesting news there, Lillian. And some more news. Now, this is in the Emirates Hills community. And I see that a sale, a record sale, Michael, 148 million dirhams. What can you tell us about this big, massive sale?
148 million dirham, Craig, correct? It was actually only the third most expensive villa sold this year, if you can believe that. It's a 19-bedroom, 55,000-plus square foot built-up area on a plot size of 80,000 square foot. And of course, facing one of Emirates Hill's beautiful lakes. It was sold by Sotheby's, Craig, credit where it's due. And what an excellent achievement for them. Emirates Hills is often called the Beverly Hills of Dubai, with 11 to 12 million dirham being the rock bottom entry price, and the top end being 10 times that amount, as we were reminded of this week. It's testament really to the vitality of the ultra luxury sector here in Dubai, Craig, and a reminder that, you know, this influx of ultra high net worth people continues and will continue despite the sentiments of people who would speculate otherwise. You know, crazy sale.
Yes, crazy. Well, nice if you can afford to buy it, of course. Let's go back to you, Mario. You've got two more of these questions that you get asked when it comes to concern around when buying property. And I think that taxes are always asked about, aren't they?
Yeah, there are no taxes to be paid when buying or indeed selling residential real estate in the UAE. But I would definitely urge any listener to check their country's jurisdiction to see if there are any charges on worldwide ownership. The only other point to say is that when you buy a commercial property, this does attract a 5% VAT charge on the purchase. So this obviously would need to be factored in as well.
Well, you're going really well here, Mario. That is four down with one to go. So what's the last question that you get asked?
A question that people should ask, especially if they're buying a villa or a townhouse, is have there been any upgrades or extensions to the property? Now, it's important to understand if the seller has received the proper permission to do the works, because this person, it's his or her responsibility to actually get what's known as a no objection certificate from the developer in order to then transfer the title ownership to the buyer. And they won't be able to get that if they've done works to a property without the proper permissions. So always important that when you see something all done up nice and everything, and I'm not talking about just a new kitchen, a new bathroom, I'm talking about the extensions or improvements like that, make sure that the owner has actually got the proper paperwork in place.
So there you go, Selwyn. That is your top five as the way Mario sees it for us on our Saturday morning. And Michael, you are currently relisting an apartment that you rented late last year due to an unhappy tenant. What's going on?
I am, Craig, yes. I rented an apartment out to a gentleman in November of 2023 in JLT, Jumeirah Lake Towers, in a tower called the MBL Residence. The tower itself is spectacular and was previously the newest tower in JLT before the handover of Maidoh Ray next door this year. The issue is that next door to the MBL Residence is the MBL Royal, which is currently around 70% complete and under construction until December 2024. So I explained this to the gentleman at the time, of course, and told him it won't be an issue as the unit that he rented was at the back of the tower, essentially on the opposite side of where the construction is happening. However, after a 6-month stay, he's essentially had enough and wants to move out. It's unfortunate, of course. He loves the apartment and he did admit he's a very, very light sleeper. But it just goes to show you, Craig, that sometimes the construction boom in Dubai proves to be a little too much when it comes to getting a decent night's sleep, particularly for light sleepers. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's so much going on, Michael. You've got to be realistic. If you're a light sleeper, I mean, triple glazed windows can only do so much, can't they?
That's it, you know, and I think part of it as well is he was actually a Chinese national, so he had a slightly odd sleeping pattern. The construction is within an allowable time frame. I think it's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., but, you know, it wasn't agreeing with his sleep schedule, so unfortunately he has to find somewhere new.
Ah, the old schedule was blowing up. Okay. Now, talking of blowing up, April Fools. Now, that was last week, and Emirates Airlines made a cheeky announcement, and you were right across this, Lillian. So what happened?
I did see this one, and I'll say I didn't fall for it, but it was pretty clever. So Emirates Airlines announced on Monday that they had plans to build their own branded residences. So, of course, it was going to be 380 stories high, which is a little subtle nod to the A380 plane type. Mm-hmm. And then they also released a render of the building. So it looks like a triangle, kind of the back wingtip of a plane. And then on one of the very top floors, there's a runway that goes around the entire building that's supposed to be an exclusive airport for the residents. And then, of course, the interiors were going to resemble the golden oak paneling that you see in the inside of Emirates planes. This was, of course, all an elaborate joke, and the tower isn't real, but it was a very clever stunt for Emirates.
Well, of course, you can say that the marketing division of Emirates have got too much time on their hands and they've come up with that little funny, quirky announcement with some rendered photos. But it's got the desired result, hasn't it, Mario? Because here we are, we're talking about Emirates as a result of April Fools.
Absolutely, Craig. I think the thing to notice here is that it's not that they got time on their hands. They are probably already now thinking about what to do for April the 1st, 2025. It's big business. They always come up with these great adverts and great pranks. So look out for it.
Well, the person that really looks at April Fools through their lens is probably Michael a little bit differently because you're Irish, Michael. Did this fall flat for you or did you see the humour in it?
You know, Craig, I was actually fully invested and I believe they were launching a tower until I seen the runway. It's when I seen the runway on the roof, I started to think something's not right here. But, you know, in all honesty, Craig, I wouldn't be surprised in the next decade if we do see an Emirates tower, you know, so let's see.
And thank you, Lillian, for illuminating that for us this morning. That was well worth putting to the panel. And Lillian, you enjoy your weekend out and across the Dubai region.
Thanks so much, Craig, for having me on, and talk to you next time.
And Mario, have a great weekend.
Thank you, Craig. And don't forget, listeners, it's the Suzuka Grand Prix, Forza Ferrari, for Sunday.
Vroom, vroom. And Michael, you have yourself a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll speak to you next time, Craig. Enjoy.
What to buy, where to live, and things to avoid. Every week on the Dubai Property Podcast. The skyline is constantly changing, growing, and expanding. The Dubai Property Podcast for all things real estate.